Pete.
Oh, hey, Steve. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. A little busy here. What's up today?
Yeah. Same, man. Just running around like crazy.
Yeah. Did you ever hear back from UCC?
Actually, they want my 2015 check that I'm waiting for.
Okay. So it's kind of on hold right now?
Yeah, I guess I'm on hold everywhere.
Has business been for you lately?
Business has been good. It's been good all the way along. It hasn't been bad at all.
Do you guys normally kind of drop off in the wintertime or not really?
No, not really. It usually stays pretty good.
All right, good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to get an update from you today. I kind of got some manager saying, hey, what's up with Solo? What's up with them? I'm like, I don't know. I gave Steve his terms, and he's kind of we're still waiting here.
Tell him I'm ready to pull the trigger, but not at that amount of interest.
Yeah. Trust me, I tell. I say that all the time, but.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I just can't do that, man. I can't set that amount right now. How long will it be open for?
Let me go look at it real quick. I'm sure you still got at least another week. One second. So you got an approval on the 31st. So you're good until the end of this month then. That's perfect. 30 days.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the ETA here on the getting your taxes and kind of getting that over to UCC?
Honestly, my accountant was supposed to be done with my taxes like last
month.
he hasn't got done with me, man. I don't know what's going on.
And maybe you know how many times I hear from customers like, "Yeah, you know what? I need a new accountant."
it gets frustrating, man. End of the day, you just gotta wait and see.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but over there, basically the offer they gave me, that's it, right? They're not willing to change.
Yeah, that's pretty much. We can't really budge past that rate there on that $20K. It's over a long term too. You usually don't let you take such a small amount for a long time. Yeah, I mean, for these kind of loans, yeah, dude. The max you're gonna get on like a first time is about 24 months. Your credit wasn't the best, but it wasn't bad either. So that's why you got that little bit of a longer term option. I think you came back. Yeah, you were like a 688, so you're just at pretty much average, above average.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's two things that are hesitating me right there. There's one is the, $5,000. I'm not in the market to pay back $5,000 for a year and a half, for one. And for two, I don't like that daily payment thing. Those are my biggest problems.
Mm-hmm. And we could always do the prepayment thing so we can just pay beginning of the month. But yeah. I have customers, that kind of have some issues. Just depending on your industry too. Some people that have, like a restaurant, they're gonna be getting cash every single day. They don't really care. They're gonna make $100 a day payment. I can understand where you're coming from there though.
Yeah, I got 30 days, it's net 30, net 60. I don't get money in every day. I usually pay all my bills like one time.
Well, see, that's kind of what I pitched to you. It would be doing a bill pay just all at once.
Yeah, that gets to around that.
Let me look at this real quick. It was what I sent over your way as far as the payments were. There's the $20,000. It was like $100. It was $1,400 a month. Mm-hmm. I think it was the most attractive offer, I think, but split up into 21 payment days. It's like $65 a day, it's 66 and change a day. So yeah, you're obligated to pay that $66 a day, but like if you wanted to pay the whole $1,400 at the beginning of the month, they're not going to stop you, and then you just pay the next $1,400 the first of the next month.
Yeah. No, I got you. I mean, that's not, like I said, that's not the biggest issue. I'm here.
Hello?
There? Hello? You there? Hello? Hello?